I wasn't able to speak until I was almost 4 years old. I didn't know this at the time, but apparently that's insane. Most kids start to speak by the age of 1.5 or 2, so speaking for the first time at the age of 4 is like having sex for the first time at the age of 75. You can do it, but no doctor recommends it. My parents claim they weren't too worried, but a 4-year-old who doesn't speak isn't normal. It's the opening of a horror movie. They said I could understand what people were telling me, but I couldn't respond verbally. I would point or grunt, but couldn't form any actual words. Basically, I was a shorter, less charming Mr. Bean. My mom finally admitted, okay, we were a little worried since every other child we knew was talking in full sentences, whereas the only 3 sounds you ever made were ma, ba, and da. But you made good eye contact with people, and you were exceptionally good at miming. Okay, now that is a horror movie. A 4-year-old staring you dead in the eyes and miming while repeating ma, ba, da until blood pours out of his eyes. I have a vague memory from that age of feeling really frustrated, like I was trying to will the words to come out, but I couldn't do it. It felt like trying to talk underwater, or rap in outer space. My mom said I would get angry a lot and lash out. You very much identified with He-Man at the time, she said, so if other kids were communicating with words, you tended to respond with violence. I'm not sure if that was the message behind He-Man. Use the power of Grayskull to defeat the power of words. Silence your friends with your fists. Punch your way to justice. Other times I would get scared and not know how to express it. My mom said that when a fire alarm went off, I grabbed her hand and mimicked the sound of the alarm. Then I pointed to my heart, like, it's making my heart beat faster because I'm scared. I might have been a chimpanzee. I've told my friends that I couldn't speak until I was 4, and their usual response is, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And they say, I don't know, you just seem like someone who didn't speak until they were 4. And I say, oh yeah? Well, you look like someone who has sex with their cousin. And that ends the discussion pretty quick. But I kind of understand what they mean. To this day, I'm in my head a lot of the time. I create entire monologues and have full detailed conversations with friends entirely in my head. And then I get frustrated because that whole carefully constructed dialogue will never see the light of day. It just exists fully built in my brain like a ship in a bottle, and then it floats away before anyone can see it. It's like rapping, but in outer space. I still have a very deep fear about speaking. Not public speaking, but regular speaking. Once I get going, I'm okay, but it's starting to speak that's the problem. I've noticed that I say, a lot in conversation before I speak, and it's because I'm stalling to let my words catch up with my brain. It's like a pinwheel spinning on a computer, waiting for me to locate the information somewhere in my mind. Wanna go out for lunch? And, don't go in the kitchen, it's on fire. I even get scared when the phone rings because I think, I'm not ready to speak yet. I haven't figured out what to say. But when I push through that fear and start saying words, I'm instantly relieved. That's why answering the phone and talking to another human still feels like a huge psychological accomplishment. And that's probably why I currently have 254 unlistened to voicemails. The oldest is a call from Omaha Steaks in 2007. My credit card was apparently declined for the surf and turf sampler I bought my grandparents for Christmas. That's also why I loved performing, even as a kid. It forced me to speak with conviction and to express emotion in what I was saying. If I didn't have an outlet as a writer and as a performer, I don't know what I would have done. It would have been like trying to rap, but in outer space. Sorry, I'll stop.